You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Redskins find themselves in an 0-2 hole at the moment, Gail, after losses against the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Dallas Cowboys. It makes this NFC East clash huge, as the Giants are 2-0 after last week's win against the New Orleans Saints. And that came on the back of a divisional win in week one against the Dallas Cowboys. Is the situation a big factor here, Gil? The Redskins need to win this week, or are they pretty much done if they don't win this week, Gil?
Well, you know, they're 0-2, as you point out already. And, you know, the numbers don't lie. When you start an NFL season 0-2, historically, only 12% of teams have made the playoffs. 12%. So, you know, just a shade over one out of every 10 teams that starts 0-2. So they are in big trouble already, even before this game. And, you know, I wish that that really played in. Of course they want to win. Of course they're going to try. But look, the Giants are 2-0, and they're 2-0 by a grand total of 4 points combined. And I think the Giants, you know, look, it's a division rival. They don't like the Redskins. And famously, and I'm sure you were going to bring this up, but I will beat you to the punch here, so to speak, Dave, Josh Norman and Odell Beckham Jr. You know, last year when Josh Norman was with the Panthers, it was a brawl out there between the two. Tantrums were thrown. Odell Beckham Jr. was just going after Norman, wasn't even playing football at one point. Norman got so far under his skin in a Panthers-Giants game. Well, the Redskins have finally decided after 1.5 games of football that they're going to finally line Josh Norman up against the opponent's best receiver. They didn't do it against Antonio Brown. They didn't do it for a half against Dez Bryant last week in the Cowboys. Finally, in the second half last week, Norman lined up against Dez, and the Redskins' secondary success improved greatly. So it's Norman against Beckham Jr. That's the game within the game. You know, that... Listen, Odell's going to get his. Josh Norman's going to do very well, but Odell Beckham Jr. is not going to be shut down. And the Giants, the problem with the Giants is it would have been one thing for Norman to have gone against Brown or Bryant. There's really no viable second option that is that threatening on those two football teams, the Steelers and the Cowboys. Well, at least not on the Cowboys, I should say. But with the Giants, you got Victor Cruz, you got the rookie Shepard. And I just don't think this Redskins defense is up to the task. The Redskins defense has been a sieve.
Sterling Shepard, you mentioned him, Gil. He's looked incredible in the first couple of weeks. Really looks like a rookie who was drafted in the second round that's going to achieve something in the National Football League. And I suppose from a Redskins perspective here, looking at this from a Washington standpoint, Gil, it doesn't end with the New York Giants. This schedule that they've been dealt this season, it looks impossible. It looks very, very difficult, Gil.
Yeah, I mean, look, I said it before the season on my podcast, you know, for fellow Redskin fans. Look, the Redskins went 9-7 last year and made the playoffs in a very weak division. But in doing so, they didn't beat a single team that was 500 or better. They were playing a last place schedule. That's how those schedules work out for the following season in the NFL. If you finish in last place, you get a last place schedule. The teams you play in other division are also similar in their placement and how they finished. Well, the Redskins won the division last year, again, not having beaten anyone in a weak division. So they're playing a first place schedule. And from week 9 on, so after their bye week to the end of the season, they have the single most difficult schedule in the NFL. So early on, it was incumbent upon them to win some football games just to have them banked. But man, they're staring 1-4. They're staring 0-3, first of all, in the face, and then 1-4. And that's donezo. Like, you're done if that happens. Certainly 0-2, I already said 12%. If you're 0-3, I'm not sure what that percentage goes down to, but it's anemic. It almost never happens. And a lot of it is, you know, look, we can put it in one player. The embodiment of that is Kirk Cousins, the Redskins quarterback, who last year, the second half of the season between weeks 7 through 16, he threw 23 touchdown passes, Dave, against just 3 interceptions. And everyone was talking about what a great player this guy was. But listen, 9 games is still a small sample size. And in all of the games before that, his first 3.5 seasons, Kirk Cousins' interception rate was an astounding 35% above the league average. which is worse, by the way, and I'm going to say this, and this is not hyperbole, Dave, worse than virtually every quarterback in the history of the National Football League through those 3.5 years. And here we are, first two weekends of the season. There have been 4 picks league-wide thrown inside the opponent's red zone. Kirk Cousins has 2 of them.
Yes. And you always said on this podcast as well, Gil, not to believe in the hype surrounding Kirk Cousins. So this isn't after timing, we call it here in the UK, Gil. You've been saying this for a long time.
Yeah, sadly. I mean, again, that's my quarterback, Dave, as they said. I've never really loved his game. In fairness, he's young. And I think when you have the success he had over a brief period of time last year, people believe their eyes and they want to think that he's a great player. Certainly earned him a nice 1-year deal with the Redskins. But even the Redskins themselves, you know, they had the option to sign him to a long-term deal before this season. And they opted not to. They said, well, you know what, we'll give you a lot of money for this 1 year. Prove to us that you can do it again. So the interesting part about that is the Redskins, in essence, are betting against themselves.
Yes.
So if they win the bet, they're terrible, the Skins as a whole. If they lose the bet, then they've got themselves, a team. So really, it's a funny situation for the Redskins and Kirk Cousins. And I just think in this particular matchup, the Giants' offense is more potent. I think the Redskins' defense is the problem against that. And listen, third down conversion rate, we talk about this as a key stat because it's one of those stats that isn't necessarily predictive moving forward, but it shows you what has happened. The Redskins' worst defense through 2 weeks, small sample size, on getting their opponents off the field on third down. Opponents are converting 57.69% on third downs, worst through 2 weeks in the NFL. So the Redskins are really going to have to improve on that. Just get the opponent off the field, and they have not been able to do that through 2 weeks.
So you're leaning Giants here, then, -4.5, Gil, at 10-11.
I lean Giants. Listen, I picked the Giants last week, and I picked them in week 1 also. And you know what? They let me down both times. Because they were 1.5-point favorites, I think, week 1, and they only won by a point. They were, 4.5-point favorites last week, and they only won by 3. So they're managing not to make the number, even though they win. So here we are, 4.5. I'm scared of the Giants. You know, I could very well see the Giants winning this by 3 or 4 points. Either way, I think the Giants are going to win this football game by 1 score. That could be 3. That could be 7. But I don't love the number. I do lean Giants, though, for sure. Let's call it a lean.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.